Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. I'm doing a podcast. And it was observation with some of my podcasts, like with my previous podcast, Black on Black Crime and other podcasts, where I talk so fast. And I listened to it, and I guess I perceived the misinterpretation that some people have had with some of my podcasts. For instance, I talked about my Black on Black Crime experiences, which were true. You know, as I said, I said things so fast that it would be easy to take some of my previous podcasts and take it out of context. What I want to say is that I had some very severe experiences, but I do not discriminate. In fact, I am very open-minded, very liberal. Always been open-minded all my life to people, regardless of color, religion, race, sexual orientation, and so on. So that's that. The perception that I get, and probably is that some people may have that misperception that I'm kind of like way out there or whacked or not well, and that's not true. Of course, with all the experiences that I've had, it would be easy or probably you can say understandable that I would be unwell from very bad experiences since I had numerous. But in spite of it all, I would say that I am okay and mentally sound. It's just that when I talk at times, I talk so fast that when you listen to some of my previous podcasts, it could be easy to misinterpret what I have said. So my stance is that please, if you have any concerns about my podcast, contact me directly. I was just explaining the bad experiences from experiences that were very true. And it was so severe, but they weren't the only experiences I had. And I do believe that most African-American men are good. It's just that with any group, regardless of race, color, sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, immigration status, etc., origin, there's good and bad in everybody. Unfortunately, I had to deal with things that no one should go through mentally and physically in my early life, which was from early adulthood, as well as adolescent and childhood. Now, you notice how the way I am speaking, because if I go real fast, I'm trying to make sure that I speak in a way for you to really understand what I'm trying to say. I am an entertainer. I am a singer. And if I am a singer and an entertainer, I entertain for everybody on this planet, not just for a few. And if I aspire to be an entertainer, I will never say anything that is so controversial or incendiary that would limit my prospects in the entertainment world, because I am an entertainer. by doing these podcasts and music, et cetera, et cetera. So, unfortunately, I experienced so much, but I also came across very intelligent and good African-American men and women. But my experiences were so severe with some who exhibited a dark side that I simply could not understand, which is based on their illness or based on their criminal behavior. And it has been shown, not, you know, that many African Americans have suffered so many adverse experiences, not just with discrimination and with the prospects of succeeding, but also with crime, as well as just, you know, and other unfortunate experiences. What I was trying to say that my experiences does coincide with the statistics. It's very hard to be a minority. And some people, even today, you know, being an entertainer, being an entrepreneur, being an intellectual, because I'm doing so many different things. You know, I'm trying to make some money and bring money to pay bills. They said I sit on my ass and I don't deserve to make it. My stance is that when I spend so much time trying to send resumes and don't get hired, and then at the same time am making, doing wherever I can to bring food on the table and to make some money and to aspire at the same time for my dreams, I would consider what they say very insensitive and out of touch. Because I really wanted to be somebody. I wouldn't have came to Hollywood to be in the entertainment industry if I didn't. But unfortunately, being who I am and exhibiting the way I act has had some people, even in my immediate environment, question my sanity and false allegations about whether I was open-minded, and false allegations about my mental health. All of that is unwarranted and unfair. I am mentally okay. I never in my lifetime been a racist, and because that's a false allegation. That's defamation, because I do not condone any type of discrimination. But what I was saying in my podcast is that I go by character. And any other false allegation that was made is unwarranted and unfair. If a person does not know me and listen to my podcast and make this whole portrayal or perception, then that's their opinion. But it is not based on fact until they get to know me. So if you listen to my podcast, as I said before, do not take it out of context and do not make your own opinion or decisions about it, because we need to be careful about what we see and perceive to think about what we're looking at or listening, because it may not be true unless you know the person, unless you have the total picture. And we don't know what the total picture about what I'm saying or what I'm doing from a distance. That is the problem in the society. I think that when it comes to people in the public eye, or people who do podcasts like me or release records, or people who do things or see things in the public eye, the perception can be biased. Perceptual bias is what I experience. I experience loss of perceptual bias, unfortunately, because of ignorance and people refusing to see the other side of the coin when they don't know the facts about what's actually going on with me. So, in other words, please do not judge. But I had so many experiences that were troubling in my lifetime. It was truly so many bad experiences, and what I said in those previous podcasts were true. However, I said things that were taken out of, that could be taken out of context, and I wanted to say I don't think that it was, you know, what I said was shown in the best prospect for people to understand. So I am doing this podcast because it would be easy for people to make or insinuate an allegation or opinion that's not based on reality. So what I would say is that if I offended anybody, I truly apologize. However, while you know where I stand and how I am, yes, I do have my own unique style and the way I talk, but it's not intended to offend anyone. It's intended to tell experiences that I had, and especially with my artistic endeavors, with my music. If you do have any questions about what I've said, please contact me at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com. And again, my podcast on Black on Black crime and experiences with discrimination and racism, experiences with adversity with the economic system, adversity in making it in the music industry, adversity at fitting into mainstream society because I had a unique style or that perception that people have of me. That is true, but it is not intended to be incendiary to the point of offending anyone. That's why I support people who have their own style and who are able to express themselves, because the truth is everyone is unique in their own way and everyone should be recognized and celebrated by the world for their efforts and their achievement, no matter where they come from and no matter where they stand. Unfortunately for me, I had so much adversity. I had to deal with experiences I simply cannot understand, and particularly with other people's situations that gave me the perception that something was wrong in that area. But at the same time, I have to take care of myself and be honest as much as possible. And that's why I do podcasts. So I thank you for listening. And again, if you have any questions about what I say, please contact me at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com or at doveneedslove22, the real Dove Knight professional. Dove needs love 22 Twitter. It's a hard world. It has been very hard. But I learned that in order to make a difference and to change it, I had to be positive and never give up. So thank you very much. Good day. Good night. From Dove Knight.